This is PWTorch.com editor Wade Keller with the Daily Keller Hotline for Saturday, September 13th. Last night on SmackDown, we got the official SmackDown version of the follow-up from Unforgiven. Major storyline here is Jeff Hardy earning a title shot at No Mercy against Triple H one-on-one for Triple H's WWE title. This is a big face-face matchup with some intriguing hype coming up in future weeks. They kind of kick things off even before Jeff Hardy officially won the Fatal 4-Way by giving the vast majority of the hype regarding the Fatal 4-Way match to Jeff Hardy. So it's kind of a telegraph, and so you could say it kind of hurt the main event a little bit, but you can counter-argue pretty effectively that what they did is they built great anticipation for fans wanting to see Jeff Hardy win the Fatal 4-Way based on the exchanges that Triple H and Jeff Hardy had at the beginning of the show. Triple H came out to his music at the start. Jim Ross talked up Unforgiven big times, called it one of the most exciting nights of his broadcast career. Taz touted how many title changes there were and how exciting it was, as if the number of title changes was something to brag about. I'm a little concerned right now that they're actually talking about these like legit title changes. It's just crazy that they would even, however they classify them, they should not be talked about as without further explanation as title changes, because it really cheapens things to say, you know, Brian Kendrick is a former world champion or I don't know. I mean, it's just, you know, holding the belt for 3 minutes or whatever the total was. But anyway, back to the promo itself. Triple H comes out and said that he'd love to see the Ross said he'd like to see the concept again. Then Triple H came out and said, if you didn't see Unforgiven, you need to. If for some reason you didn't get to see the championship scramble matches, trust me, the second it comes out, you have to run out and buy the DVD. Partly because I get really good residuals from that, but also what a night it was. He always gets a little laugh for his comments about, you know, his desire for more and more and more money when it comes to merchandise and residuals, but I just think that's a bad seed to plant. I just don't think you want fans thinking about when they buy merchandise, they're adding money to a multimillionaire's pocketbook who likes to brag about that on television. I just think there's a better way to be a babyface, a better way to be a hero to young fans, to older fans, and I think it can backfire. But it's part of Triple H's Prince of Pricks character to talk about that stuff. His compliments, by the way, of the scramble matches seem to be either intentionally dripping with sarcasm from the beginning and it was the full intent, or he felt like he was asked to do it so he would, but he would only do it half-heartedly. And then he started talking about how there were hundreds of title changes and thousands of pinfalls on Scramble Night. And, you know, that's him taking a shot at his belief in the fact that, in the idea that a pinfall should really mean something, and if someone gets pinned, if there's a lot of pinfalls, it diminishes the impact of when there's a one-on-one match and one pinfall. And he's got a point. That's one of the things that's a drawback from the Scramble matches, is when you have too many pinfalls that lack credibility. However, I would argue when you've got that many people in the ring and that much chaos going on and the matches last as long as they did, there is a realistic number of pinfalls that you can have, because obviously matches can sometimes last 4 minutes and someone wins, or 12 minutes and someone wins. And if that happens, and there's chaos in the ring, and there's a weakened wrestler, then it's logical that another pinfall could also happen shortly thereafter. But it has to be booked well. And Torch readers gave a more than passing grade to how the scramble matches were executed last Sunday night. Interestingly, as Bruce Mitchell talked about in the Bruce Mitchell Audio Show, the scramble match was not given a strong thumbs up by WWE.com viewers. It was close to 50-50 in terms of whether they liked the concept in and of itself. The Torch poll asked specifically, how did you think they were executed? And the execution got a passing grade. It'd be interesting to run a PW Torch poll asking the exact same question as WWE.com and seeing how that changed the poll results, or how the numbers changed. Anyway, Hunter talked about what happened with CM Punk getting knocked out by Orton, which allowed Chris Jericho to, quote, win the lottery, which is Triple H's mean-spirited Prince of Pricks way of saying that Jericho isn't a real champion. You know, him undercutting his own product, as he often does, if it is something that can boost his ego and his incredibly insecure stature, apparently, as a human being. Then he said, a giant cheated death, and Rey Mysterio came out with the craziest mohawk you'll ever see, which I don't even know why that was added, other than he thought it could get him a nice, cheap little patronizing laugh, or a nice little laugh while patronizing Rey. He said only one man entered that event as champion and walked out, and that was him. He said, if you see my name on the card, bet on it, because it's a sure thing. He said he found a way to beat the odds and walk out as champion. And he talked about his last-second win. As he was kind of getting into the details of his last-second win, Jeff Hardy interrupted. Jeff Hardy danced onto the stage. He entered the ring. He said, congratulations, Triple H. He looked at the crowd and said, is he not the man? So now we get to have two baby faces act in a completely unlikable, smug, sarcastic, condescending manner. Anyway, Jeff turned to Triple H, said, I did all I could, but you still came out the champ. You are truly king of kings. You are awesome. Everybody here, everyone in the locker room, they look up to you, and so do I. I mean, you just can tell the... All right, that concludes the five-minute free clip of today's VIP audio show. If you're interested in having access to the complete audio shows that run between 10 minutes up to sometimes an hour, hour 15 minutes each, just click on the VIP sign-up info button in the upper left corner of the screen at pwtorch.com on any page, right under our logo. And you can get more details on all the features you get with a VIP membership, including around 50 VIP-exclusive audio shows per month, start to finish, along with a lot more ad-free access to the site, the PW Torch Today PDF bulletins that come out most days that I write with the breaking news and analysis, and so much more. Hundreds of back issues from the Torch newsletter, both in text and PDF format now, and a lot more. Just check out the whole list of VIP features. It costs $7.50 per month to become a member. It is cheaper if you subscribe for longer term. And we also have an availability of paper copy subscriptions to the Torch newsletter where you can have it delivered to your doorstep. All 16 pages every week with news, analysis, exclusive columns, interviews, and more. And with a newsletter subscription, it's about 75 cents more per week to get the newsletter delivered to your home. But you get all the other online VIP benefits along with that. So basically, it's just cost of postage and printing we pass along to you. Otherwise, it doesn't really matter to us either way which option you choose. But if you'd like to get that 16-page paper copy delivered to your door, you might want to check out that option. Otherwise, you can go with the eSub option. And I hope you'll maybe give us a try for 1 month and see what it's like to have access to the complete VIP audio shows every single day. All right, that's it for me. Until next time, on behalf of the entire Torch staff, I thank you for listening, and I sign off.